part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Well, good evening to the show, and it is the Wednesday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are, of course, powered by SID Media. It is the second and final hour of the show, and every Wednesday we do this thing called entrepreneurship, and this is where we talk to some of the leading entrepreneurs on the African continent, and today is no different at all, and I'm very excited about our conversation this evening. We are talking to Mrs. Masango, and she'll be telling us about her business and some of the lessons that she's learned along the way, I suppose, particularly for those of you who are aspiring entrepreneurs and maybe might just want to get into the industry that she's in. She'll be sharing with us a little bit of that. And also, we just want to know how she runs her business. But more importantly, we want to know about her services and the products that she offers. And she's joining us on the line. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm fine, and I'm excited to tell about my business.
Ah, we are excited to have you on board, and we just want to say thank you for taking the time to join us this evening. We really, really appreciate you, hey?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let's start here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who is Mrs. Masango?
So, Mrs. Masango is someone who was born in Malawi.
Okay.
Grew up in Malawi again.
Okay.
I had my diploma for education in Malawi.
Okay.
But then we came to South Africa.
Yeah.
And then in South Africa, I did my BBA. That's business, Bachelor's of Business Administration.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's Mrs. Masango. I've got 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, I'm with them at the business.
Yeah.
One did the IT is in the bank.
Okay.
And the other one did data capturing is also in the bank.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then I have a daughter who is in UK.
Yeah.
She has got masters in business administration also.
Ah, fantastic. With your kids in banking, does that mean you get a little bit of money here and there? Can you share with us?
Yeah. So it has been something that I never thought of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the business I'm doing, I was a teacher in Malawi.
Yeah.
And then when I came to South Africa, I worked for Absa Bank.
Okay.
And then I worked for Bethare Private School, which is it's my sister and my brother who are running it.
Yes, yes.
And then I was inspired about them, because of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we got inspired about them, we started a preschool, and from preschool we went to primary.
Mm.
Primary, now we are running the whole school from grade R to grade 12.
Please tell us the name of the school.
The name of the school is AMA Foundation Learning Institute. AMA as the armor of the shield.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic, yes. Fantastic. Okay. And you're saying you offer grade R to grade 12?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, fantastic. And when did this business start?
We started 2002.
2002.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how would you actually, say is what makes your school? It's a private school, I suppose, right?
Yes, it is a private school.
Yeah.
So when we started, we had very few learners.
Yes.
As usual, the business starts from foundation, whatever foundation we had.
Yeah.
But 20 2007,
yeah,
we started our matric.
Yeah.
And then 2007, we didn't have really good results.
Yeah.
2008, we had a better results.
Okay.
But we picked up very well in 2010.
Mm.
And that has boosted our business so much.
Mm.
So what we did is we had a strategy of saying, how can we be different from others?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we picked up to say if we offer special subjects such as the ones which people don't really take, and we have good results in them, then we will pick up nicely. So we had physical science and life science and accounting and economics, and in those subjects, our learners passed very well in 2010.
Okay. And that obviously meant that a lot of parents heard about the school and what you guys do, and they were then interested in bringing their children over to you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So that was strategy number one. Strategy number two is we took our discipline to be so hard.
Okay.
That a child, if you bring a naughty child at our school by 3 months, the child has completely changed.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting.
So we did put in some people who would come and counsel our children so that they should be good children.
Ah, okay. So counseling does help.
Yes, counseling helped. Mm. So I happened to have a partner who was a pastor.
Yeah.
So I had my partner was a pastor. So he started the counseling, and then we invited other two to join. So the counseling and the good results has really made us grow up so fast.
Fantastic. That's amazing. And I know the subjects you've mentioned, physical science, accounting, economics, and the likes, are very, very difficult subjects for most people. That's why a lot of people avoid them and all that. Your kids then that come to the school, particularly who do these subjects, do you offer like extramural services and extramural classes, or how do you exactly get them to like the subject or subjects and then excel at them?
Okay, so firstly, as I said, we have some people who are counseling. So before they take the subject, there are people who come and motivate them that they can make it.
Yeah, yeah.
So after motivation, and then they also try to encourage them how to study, like maths. They tell them practice, accounting, practice, physical science, practice.
Yes.
And then from there, we also add that these subjects are taken, we teach them up to 5 o'clock. So in the afternoon, it's always practice when the others have gone. The others remain for practicing in the afternoon.
That's really lovely.
So we normally have them until 5 o'clock.
Until 5 o'clock every day.
Every day. And you know, I've been the first thing that we did was to make these subjects that the children should pass so high.
Yeah.
And we had 100% in economics, we had 100% in accounting, and we had 100% in life science.
Oh, wow.
So it was only physical science and maths where we didn't make a 100%.
Oh, wow.
So when children were hearing, I took this and I got this, that helped us a lot. So it, like any other business, if somebody is starting a business, you need to have a strategy that your friends are not using. Exactly.
Sure. That's amazing.
So we also added, in primary, we added when at church, when the teachers for these small classes, PowerPoint, whatever, when the lessons are finished, after they start another quarter, I had to take those lessons and give them to the educators. And every morning, they were teaching them a verse or read for them something.
Oh,
so
wow.
When these children are also going home, they were not only going home with this education, but they were also going home. Maybe they have memorized a verse they could memorize it to their friends.
Mm.
And then their friends would see, hey, I can also memorize something.
Yes.
So you'll find that parents would come and ask, how can you make my child change? And so on. So those are the things that we really used to boost up our business.
Ah, fantastic. Why teaching, ma'am? I know you've got a diploma in teaching and a BBA as well, but why not pursue any other type of profession, rather go into the business of education?
So I thought if I take the Bachelor's of Business Administration, it is going to help me how to administer. Because now, I'm not teaching at all.
Yes.
I'm only administering how the business can run. So all I had to take was to say, how do I grow my business?
It was
no longer how do I teach. It was only how do I grow my business.
Okay. All right. And then there are other private, private schools as well. How do you look at them vis-a-vis your own, and where do you think you are better than the others, the common and well-known ones?
Okay, so they might be better in buildings.
Yeah.
They might be better in buildings. They might be better in maybe having other things which I might not know.
Yes.
But really, my school now, we even refuse learners. We can't take them because it becomes full.
It becomes full. Mrs. Masango, can you hear me? I think we are losing you there a bit. Mrs. Masango? Okay, Mrs. Masango, we've lost her, so I'm going to try and get her back on the line there. She was telling us about, her business and what makes it different and awesome than all the other businesses as well, so which is really, really great. And there are other private schools that we all know about. We won't mention their names, so we just want to get a sense of, what makes hers a little bit different there, so that we can get a sense of that. But imagine 100% in economics, 100% in accounting, 100% in what's the other one? Yeah, economics, accounting. I had those have been 100%. Imagine that. That's really amazing, because a lot of students do struggle with accounting, economics, and all that. So for them to get 100%, that's really, really amazing. You were saying that what makes you different from all the others, ma'am?
Okay, so I'm saying the others might have good buildings, but we have results, and we have the discipline that we are keeping, we are upholding them.
I love
So we also have our uniform.
Mm.
No child can come in anyhow.
Mm.
He has to be. We are very strict in our uniform.
Mm.
So the children also like it, to say they look special.
They look special, eh? They really
look special, yes.
Ah, fantastic.
So the encouragement and the counseling, all that, they make us be special.
They be very special. I mean, I like that. We never had those opportunities growing up, when we were going at school to have counselors and all that. But I suppose with time and the advancement of time, there's better ways of doing some of these things. So we can't really blame our teachers and all that. But tell me then, when you started the business and the school particularly, you needed to raise funding. How did you go about, and was it an easy process?
No, it was very, very hard.
Mm.
It was, so what happened is, I said I worked for ABSA.
Yeah.
So the first raise of our money, it was the pension that I got from there.
Okay.
The second one is that my husband was also working for ABSA.
Yeah.
And we had to, his salary was, he is the one who was paying, he was paying me and my colleague, my partner.
Okay.
Whatever we were raising from there, it is the one which we, the one which we were getting from school fees,
yes,
is the ones we were paying for. We were paying our teachers.
Yes.
So okay. it was very hard at the beginning.
Yeah.
Mainly that somebody is getting a salary and then he's paying people again.
Imagine.
So it was hard.
Yeah.
But as soon as we picked up in 2007, when the education saw that, number one, we are in an area which is settlements, because where I am, there is no government school there because they can't operate from there.
Sure.
So 2007, when they came and they saw that we are in such kind of an area where there is mikukus all around, then they started to fund us. So we were very well funded from 2007.
Ah, okay. Okay, that's lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we were funded from 2007. I think we were funded from the government. And then when our results picked on, then they funded the whole school. Because at first they were funding only primary. But then after our results 2010, they started funding us very well.
Ah, fantastic. Oh, that's a lovely story there. Beautiful, beautiful story indeed. And when you started back in 2002, you said you started very small. Do you still remember those learners? And do you interact? Have they come back to you and say, ma'am, thank you so much? I'm sure you still remember some of them.
Yes. In fact, I have one who is a doctor in Cape Town.
Imagine.
And I have one who has gone to Ireland. She's in Ireland now. Mm. When they come for holiday, they come, and most of the times when we are having like now matric before our matric dance. Mm. It's our former customers who come and motivate them.
Oh, wow.
And their motivation is, don't look at the building, look at the board, the chalkboard.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Lovely. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And I'm sure you must be very proud when they come back.
Very, very proud.
Yeah.
And you know, most of them, they even bring gifts.
Yes,
they even know some of the teachers who were there a long time. They would like to see them. And when you are telling them this teacher left, they would like to have a cell phone or whatever so that they can just say, here I am. I'm somebody because of you.
Because of you, eh? Oh, wow. That's really amazing. Okay. And if you were to just take us through a normal school day, how does it start? What time does it start? And how does it end at the end of the day?
Okay. So we start our assembly, let's say on Monday and Fridays, half past seven.
Yeah.
We have a 20 minutes. That is 10 to 8, they start the real class.
Okay.
So on the assembly, most of the time what we do is they sing the school song.
Okay.
We have a school song.
Yeah.
Our school song is a prayer, in fact. I would have told you.
Yeah.
Because we start by saying, oh, God bless AMA Foundation.
Okay.
Yes. So it's a prayer. So after that, then they sing the national anthem.
Okay.
After that, we have either somebody saying something or a teacher saying something or a verse or something else that motivates them to go in class.
Yeah.
And then that is up to that there's 20 minutes on the assembly.
Yeah.
And then they start their day.
Yeah.
And they have a break at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Then they go again for other two periods or three periods. They have another break at past 12.
Okay.
And then the higher classes, they go up to quarter to three.
Ooh, okay.
And then from quarter to three, as the others are going, the grade 12s, those who are doing harder subjects remain at the school until 5 o'clock.
Until 5 o'clock.
Yes. Yo,
what a
and then
day.
On Wednesday, we have clubs.
Mm.
We have clubs. We have a singing club. We have the chess club. Mm. And we have the other clubs that, let's say, the language club. They also do clubs on Wednesday.
Yes.
So amongst that one, we also added a Pathfinder club.
A Pathfinder club.
Yes,
sure.
We have a Pathfinder club, so we included it to the Pathfinders.
Oh,
but we included it to the clubs.
Yeah.
Now, they do their special thing when we are having graduation. Let's say we graduate grade R and grade 7.
Yeah.
Before the graduates come in, we have the Pathfinders showing us what they know.
Oh, wow.
And that is the drill.
Lovely.
And that also has pulled a lot of children when they come to watch their friends do what the Pathfinders do. They march and they salute. They also have those interests to say, next year I'm coming here.
Ah, look at that. Okay, that's really lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Now, before we talk about you then as an entrepreneur, my last question on your business is, I'm sure when you were sitting down, strategizing this business, looking at where it will be based, like you said, it's in an informal area with a lot of mkukus and all that. Looking at your planning and your strategic planning and reality of running this business now, what is the difference, or is what you are planning and what you are seeing the same? Because we often find that entrepreneurs will tell you that when they are planning, they see that in the next 5 years it will be here, they'll make this much money, but only to find that business sometimes doesn't always work like that.
Yeah. No, what pulled us down was the COVID.
Ah, okay.
But otherwise, as you're saying, to say we plan and we planned for greater things. But come 2020, it really pulled us down.
Okay.
We thought we will be more than what we had before, but instead we went down.
You went down.
Also, there are schools that because they see us, if you are doing well, then they start schools next nearby.
Yeah.
Now you planned that next year we are going to be so many classes while the other school has started, and they start cheaper than us. And then because they are cheaper, people go that side first until they realize to say, no, here is cheaper, but there is education.
Yeah.
Then you see them coming back.
Yeah.
So there are those ups and downs that you cannot really say, next year we have planned that we are going to have a stream of three classes each class, but you will find that you end up with two streams.
Yes. Okay.
So so the planning and the reality sometimes differ.
Sometimes differ, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then in that, I think the biggest thing is always to have someone who is a leader, who is an entrepreneur, so that you can steer the ship even in difficult times, and maybe even a whole lot better even when there's greater things happening and all those sort of stuff. But what drives you then as an entrepreneur? What makes you not to stop doing this type of a business? I'm sure you love teaching. I'm sure this is your first love and all those sort of stuff. But what makes you not to give up on it?
Okay, so the first thing is, on our school song, we said, I'm a foundation, keep holding on, never surrender, rally on. Though life difficulties may weigh you down, try and try and try again.
Okay.
And that has been keeping us to say, try and try and try again.
Yeah.
And it has been pushing us and it has been keeping us there, holding on.
Mm. Mm.
So though you might say, now when the problems come, you might say, I must leave this.
Yeah.
But when you pull back, when you see back, and you say, no, but I said I will try and try again.
Mm, mm.
Then you still keep on going. Number one.
Going.
Number two is that I have been known. The world was smooth this time. They know us very well. There was a time I made an accident. Somebody bumped me on my car.
Yeah.
I could see people coming there defending me to say, you can't kill our principal.
Yeah.
So I saw that, oh, well, I am known now.
Sure, sure.
I am known. So why go down when you are being known?
Hey,
it's time to pick up.
Yeah, no, you go
it's
down.
It's time to pick up.
You discourage
the
a lot of people.
Yes. Mm. The other thing is that when my boy joined, my last born, Ben, when he joined us and my husband joined me.
Yeah.
And then my daughter joined me. We are now, it's a full force.
Sure.
Because my partner left because of some problems that we were having. He left.
Yeah.
And then after he left, I was left alone. And then I thought, okay, how do I pull on?
Yeah.
Then my husband had to resign from the bank and join me.
Oh, lovely.
And then my boy, after he finished his school, he joined me.
Lovely.
And then my other child also said, Mom, we are joining you because we know we can take over. So this one is really making us work very hard because I'm looking at I have made a future for my children. I cannot let it down.
You can't let it down. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. And and how does running this school affect your family life? Do you get time to be with family, or there's days when you are really, really, really busy and can't, you know, spend time with family? But how does it affect your family life?
Okay, so we agreed that because we are a family, whether we fight we don't understand each other at home, at school we are partners. No one can talk about home.
Yeah.
So now we come to school as we are as workers, not as family.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So I cannot say we have quality time at school, though we are a family. We don't have quality time at school because there it's work.
It's school time, it's work.
It's work.
Yeah.
But it has given us that bond that when we are going for holidays, we would like to be together.
Yes.
When we are going for something, we would like to be together.
Yeah.
And staying, pulling my boy to say, no, this month, come and stay with us in the house. It's not difficult because we are so used to each other.
To each other, eh?
So, yes. So it has it makes us have that quality time because we can even say, now you go for holiday, now you go for holiday, I will stay behind, you go for holiday. So those are the good times that we have.
Ah, look at that. Sure.
Yeah, we have been having good time because right now I'm here. I know there is my boy and my girl.
Yeah.
We are, me and my husband, we are both in Malawi.
Oh, okay. Okay. And they're taking care of business here in South Africa.
Yeah, we came for holiday. So there we know no one can mess up because the owners are there.
The owners are there. Oh, look at that. That's that's really lovely.
Yes.
And on a daily basis, what time does your day start? Like you did, you're running the school and what time do you get there? What time do you leave? What time do you sleep? What time do you wake up?
Okay, so school demands you to be at school before the teachers are there.
Yes.
And it also demands that you should be present, because if you are there, they feel that they are with somebody.
Yes.
If they are alone, you normally they can do whatever they want to do. So what we have done is, as family, we have said, we have divided each other a week.
Okay.
So there is one who starts very early in the morning.
Yeah.
Has to be at school early in the morning.
Yes.
And then there has to be one who closes until 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So that's how we have made it to say, we are a family. We can't be all together in the morning, all together in the afternoon. So we give each other free time. So one goes early in the morning, and then the other one remains until 5 o'clock, until they're closing.
Ah, fantastic.
So there is one
each time
of the day.
Ah, fantastic. Okay. What is so COVID was the biggest challenge so far, you would say, ne?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
It pulled us backwards, because number one, it was not that parents didn't want their children to be at school, but it was the job that had finished. Mm. So we could understand their jobs are finished. They couldn't pay.
It was difficult for them to pay.
It was difficult for everyone. So it was difficult for them. And then it became difficult for us.
Yeah. And how did you keep it going then at that time?
So my husband has got he's got CA in ABSA. He was working as an auditor.
Yes.
And then my last born, this Ben, who is with us, he's also took financial degree. So in all the times we have been doing, like in the Bible, they say there was seven cows, big cows, and the seven small cows.
Yes.
Yes. So these people, because of their experience, they knew that there would be another time that we would have had time.
Makes sense.
So they have been saving. They have really been saving. Even the 2020-2021, we never lacked salaries. Each one was paid.
Yeah,
we even got our bonuses, and everybody was shocked.
Look at that.
It was because it's because, you know, I'm a teacher. I don't know how to keep money, but they know that when you are dealing with people and you're dealing with money, they should be another time whereby you will have no money.
Yes.
So when that time came, it was time to use the reserves. So it is very important, whoever is running a business, to have a reserve. You know, the little you keep aside, it will help in future.
It will help in future. Love that. Love it. Okay, as we draw towards the close then, where do you see the school in the next 5 to 10 years?
Okay, so the school now is developing another school. We are almost going to start another school next year.
Oh, lovely.
So it has bought a place. It is building.
Sure.
The place better than the one, than the mother.
Yeah.
So we will be having something that is starting next year.
Lovely.
Which we have, it has come out of this other school.
Yes.
So we are looking at, even if this one goes down, it has already have another child. So we are looking at 10 years. I'm sure we will have three schools.
Three schools. I can tell you now, the mother is not going to go down. So it is going to still give birth to other children as well. And it's
to other children, yes. That's why I'm saying in 10 years to come, we will have three schools.
Three schools.
We already have another place that was we bought. We are only waiting for evaluation and all that.
And look at that. That's what I'm saying. It's never going to die either way. So What would you do differently, ma'am, if you were to go back and start all over again, looking at, you know, the journey so far? Is there anything you would change?
I would change a little bit. And anyway, because I didn't also say that before we started, we used it to go and pray at, there is a mountain at Hartbeer Sport Dam. We used it to take those cables going to the mountain every Sunday, praying the whole day. So what I would change now is maybe have more of those worshiping things before we start, so that we put God in it.
And that's,
so that
that's
we
really
put God
important.
In it. Because at first we had a place, we started, it's when we said, no, let's go and pray at the mountains. But this time I think we would start to say, let's put God first. And it, I think it is very important.
It's very,
for
very
anyone
important.
Who wants to start anything, God first.
God first. Would that be your words of encouragement to other people who want to get into this business?
Exactly. There is nothing wrong to go with God first. It is God first, then you follow. And it's good to listen. Good to listen. Normally there will be that whispering message to say, really, God has allowed you to do it? Don't force matters. Don't force matters. If it doesn't, it means God has not allowed you to do whatever you want to do. But if you go God first and you listen, I hope the business is going to do very well.
And if there are people who want to bring their kids to your school, what's the process and how do they get in contact with you?
Okay, so our school, up to now, I don't know if it, we have the website, but the website is not really working because of the other things that have been not working very well. So the only thing that they can do is to come in Tembisa Vusimusi section. We are right in Vusimusi. There is only one school in Vusimusi, that is AMA Foundation, and they can get us there.
They can get you there. Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate it. I can hear from the sound of your voice that you really love what you are doing. And it's clear that you really are passionate about it. And we ask that God continues to bless you and give you more strength. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Of course, that was Mrs. Masango there, telling us a little bit about her business, which is a school, which is education. I don't think there's anything better than education. You can get into any business, but I don't think there's a business better than education. It is AMA Foundation there in Tembisa, Vusimuzi section. That's where you can find them.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.